today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's pretend you were in show business and you were just, you know, a businessman that didn't have responsibilities to his listenership and it didn't have to go to Spokane. When would your trip have ended?
That's a great question.
Carlos said yesterday.
Tony was post-pandemic, pre-pandemic. That's who he was. Like, he was gone fishing prior to this.
Hey, the new normal was my normal.
That's right.
That's what I was.
He loved it. That was his roaring 20s.
You got to go fishing with your dad, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
I caught a trout.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah.
Oh, Michael wanted me to share something.
Okay.
You can go ahead and share that.
He's in his underwear.
Oh, no!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Good morning. And live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. So, if you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our long-term friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Duck, North Carolina, Portsmouth, Virginia, Valley Center, Kansas, Dover, Delaware, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Mike, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
Phnom Penh!
The whole reason I put it in there.
I feel paranoid because I don't want to speak too loudly.
Okay.
You know, because I mean, you know, when you're in a hotel and I am fine. Carla keeps coaching me because, you know, when you're in a hotel at an early hour and you don't want to wake people up,
you don't want to be that guy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you sound great. You sound like you're hiding under a bed, but your fidelity is great. So
hey,
let's
Rob,
get started.
Was I booked at this hour?
This. I have
that's
to check.
That's a serious question.
I have to check with our booking agent.
Oscar. Is so funny.
It was at an absolute page turn when he went from apologetic to when he went on the offensive. I saw it happen.
A total dick.
Oh, do you want me to go through the round of texts you went through this morning? I'm the dick.
No, not at all. Yes. I'm just saying that you changed your approach.
Well,
upon arrival.
I thought I fucking missed something. I was like, did I miss something? Like, who told this man to wake up on vacation at 5:30 and come on? Because if they did, they're a-holes.
I've done that.
We had a 3-hour re-entry window into this place. You could have called at any time. Now you're just mad at us.
What's that? Go. Come over here. Join in. Carla's listening to this. She wants to join in.
Oh, yeah.
This.
She asked if it was awkward.
Hi, Carla.
So, I mean, hey, good morning. He's always done this. Like, I don't know why either, but he does this.
Who's he?
Mike can call in any time on the show.
Right. It's his show.
I literally read that text yesterday like he was going to just find a window to call in, and that was that.
All right, let me get my text set.
Yeah. Okay. But it was a little awkward this morning.
Well, yeah, because your husband was being a monster. I'm with you.
No, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
wait.
Too.
All right, wait. Who's being a monster? What?
Mr. O'Mara.
Mike was never monstrous. He was never monstrous.
How have I been a monster?
Your first response to us was... What you wrote
was funny.
I'm going to take you through it.
It was actually very funny.
I have the text.
Yes.
I have the text. So the last time I came on the show was the first segment, which I think is the best for you guys. That's why I come in at the beginning of the show. And that's usually the open segment that
correct,
we all
correct,
just
correct,
shoot
correct.
The bull. So that's why I do that. That's why I did it. Tried to do it the first day when I didn't have any connectivity because we were in the middle of the wilderness.
Yeah, it was Monday, and Teddy Roosevelt does not have any.
That's why when he taped it another time, I did it with a Wi-Fi connection, and it worked. But they were both at the beginning of the show. So yesterday at 6:46 p.m., mm-hmm. Right now it's 6:21 Mountain Time out here in the West, and Oscar writes back, 8 a.m. regular and bonus right after. That's our taping schedule. Rob writes, we'll be standing by. Mm-hmm. In retrospect, not really accurate.
No, not really.
And then I write talk in the AM. Then Rob likes talked in the AM, and Oscar likes talked in the AM.
You're absolutely right. I didn't remember that.
At 6:02, I write what's up, because I had connected with Pony, who was at the facility at 7:30 a.m., and Oscar texts me, we will be ready to rock by 8:15, yes. And I responded, bullshit.
Yes.
And then Oscar writes to me, this is my fault. I'm sorry. If you want to dump on someone, it's on me. This is not streaming live. It will stream at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Right.
That's the timeline. And then as Rob said, it sort of turned when you arrived. It was weird. And I don't think I've been monstrous since you arrived.
No, well, you haven't been monstrous at all. But attitude did change, Oscar, from apologetic.
This is the math I do. It's listener day. Like, you will meet listeners. And on those days, you're a bear to be with. And I figure that, like, this is how this day was going to start.
Rob, I need some defense here. I don't think I've been a bear.
No, he hasn't. He was actually very pleasant.
I do have to say, your face did say it all this morning. Your face was a bear.
Well, your face did say 6 a.m. Yeah, it did. But
what did you say, Rob?
I said your face did say 6 a.m. But your attitude was, your face said 6 a.m. when I saw you when I came in.
I stand corrected.
But yeah, you've not been monstrous at all. At all. You were quite pleasant and appreciative. And I know you're excited because of you're headed out to Osprey today.
Osprey.
Well, yes. That's the main reason, too. I wanted to get on here and let everybody know that I'm going to be out there in Spokane. We're going to hit the road for there. It's about a 3-hour drive to Spokane. And then at 4 p.m. local time, which is Pacific time, I was corrected by a listener. We're going to be out there from 4 to 6 p.m. And really looking forward to getting a chance to see everybody out there. We have been logging a lot of miles out here out west, including the Laughing Grizzly.
What is now that for years was our nickname for you?
What? Oh, okay. I forgot. This is going to be inside. This is kind of for Rob.
Okay.
But
thank you.
I have to say that. They have, you know, wherever you go, you've got different chains and you've got different places that different businesses. They have a gas station chain. I will take a picture. Hopefully before I get out of this state, which we're at the Idaho border, and then we drive through Idaho to Washington State. the chain of gas stations here is referred to as the town pump.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
I know that for years, referred to certain women as the town pump.
I'm curious, Mike. Is that a full service station? And also, I have to appreciate.
Does it look like a mom and pop or like a real, real gas
station? It's a chain.
It's more
a chain like it's a chain like Sheetz or something like that.
My God.
I think it's more mom than pop.
We have, I will tell you. As someone who has only flown over this part and really not even flown over this part of that country, unless we're going on the northern transcontinental flight path, the open space, when you're in Yellowstone or a national park, it's such natural beauty that you just love it, and it's spectacular and it's wonderful. And then slowly but surely, the appreciation for God's bounty out here on the fruited plain begins to wear thin, simply because it's just miles and miles and miles and miles of absolutely nothing. We are still in Missoula, Montana, in the middle of gorgeous, gorgeous country. It's much more, this is where the University of Montana is. I believe the Grizz, they're out here, and it is still.
Is it off-putting? Because, I mean, you've lived in Connecticut, you've lived in Maine, you've lived in Washington, D.C., in the suburbs where stuff is segmented and blocked and built. Is it too much space?
It would be kind of strange.
It's just getting, it's a lot of driving and getting used to.
It's very flat, or I know you're mountains, but is it flat? I know there's mountains around, but is the driving flat?
Mountains.
Wow, okay.
Mountains everywhere. There are going to be more mountains today. And it's just, it's overwhelmingly vast and big sky country and beautiful. But it is just, it's so wide open here. It's fantastic. It really is.
What's real estate out there?
Affordable? What's that?
Is real estate affordable out there?
I didn't check. I'm not sure. I think the reason that real estate is so high is because when you get into these tiny little areas, and there are a lot of people that drive, we stopped in, so if you're keeping track, we have now been Salt Lake City, Jackson, Togwati Pass.
Togwati?
Yes. Then left Togwati Pass and went to Big Sky, Montana. From Big Sky, Montana, we drove through Butte.
Yes, that's a Butte.
Wow. Butte, who Carla compared Butte, Montana to Bangor, Maine.
Oh, so it's lovely.
That to anybody that's been in both cities. And then here we are in Missoula, which is compared to most of the towns we've been in, a bustling metropolis with a big airport and the University of Montana. And then we're going to venture out this morning to Spokane Crossing, Idaho. And we're excited about it. It's just a lot of fun. And we're super pumped for tonight in Spokane to get a chance to say hi to everybody. And there was a listener online that posted I've made a point of saying this is not a live show. This is just a meet and greet. There's some people that didn't know what that was all about, where we just hang out and get a chance to chat with people. And so this listener posted a poster about Dirk Vastrick, where Mike O'Mara will be there to introduce Dirk Vastrick, who will be reading love poems.
Oh, that's nice.
It shows a picture. Hilarious.
It shows a picture of Dirk in his tuxedo. And I'm just there. I'm just with an introduction by Mike.
An introduction? You'll be introducing him?
Forward.
That's great. That's awesome.
Do you know that when you see Dirk today, that people have been liaisons for us in the last decade for shows in the past. And they've been like cool and collected. Like they know the landscape. Dirk has been the most organized and concerned and detail oriented that of listeners that I've ever dealt with in my life. Now, that being said, I told him, I said, you got to relax, Dirk, because if you have some sort of a heart attack or aneurysm before this happens, we're going to go sideways. I don't know what's going to happen.
I've taken all of my blood thinners.
We've done these before. It's the chillest thing we do. Just going to be fine. I do think that perhaps, and this is... this is me venturing back into the monster territory.
Again. Oh, no.
I don't think I'm being... well, you know, I read the news. I know what's going on out there. And I think that the fist bump will be the proper
universal
mode of greeting.
And you have to initiate it. You have to initiate it.
Yes.
I have to initiate the fist bump.
Yeah.
And then I think my son will probably be masked up for
as he should.
That's smart. That is smart. Yeah.
Duration. Because I don't like burka. What I'm reading.
Full burka.
It just freaks me out. I just don't like what I'm reading, you know, as far as these variants and all that and what's going to happen. I mean, it's terrifying, you know, and I don't know. We'll see what where it goes, but I'm just glad we've got that.
That was so audible.
That was. That really so was. Audible. She's into the show. She's into it.
She likes, first it's the sneeze, and then it's that commenting, like with a big grin on her face. That's awkward. All right, there we go. But Carla has been the wheel person. And
how is the rental car holding up? How is the rental car holding up?
Honestly.
Come over here. Come over here. Come on. Come on.
I think you guys will understand why I'm the wheel person.
Why?
Oh, absolutely.
The reason I am is because Mike likes to bitch and complain while he's driving, and I just can't even stand to hear it, so that's why I drive.
Okay.
There. Said it.
How is the rental car holding up?
It's actually great.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You have
it's great on gas.
Do you have an FM radio?
General Motors product, Rob.
Do you have an FM radio in it?
You've been a fan.
Yeah,
it smells like puke.
When
it's a really hot day and you sit in it.
Yeah,
it smells like puke.
Well, what you do is the old GM secret, Mike, is crack a window.
It smells like puke. Look at my jowl. God Almighty, 62. Anywho,
we can fix that.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh dear. Oh no. You can tape it back like Pee Wee Herman did. See, better. Ma!
That does look good.
It does. You look so weird.
That'll be a screenshot.
Why does Mike look surprised all the time?
That's right. I do feel like Carla just said, "You look good, babe." That's you really look good. I said that to people before that were like a week away from underground. But anywho, it's so. What else to say? It's been. I don't want to
go home.
Oh my God!
That was also quite audible.
Oh no! What happened?
It's beautiful out here.
Sure.
It's really beautiful.
Really beautiful.
I'm going to ask you a question, Mike, and please be as honest as possible.
Ask. You know, that's probably the best way to do this.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Just for you guys
to
ask the questions, because to be honest with you, it's a little tough for me. Okay.
I know you want to see listeners.
Yes.
So the Spokane 2021 or bust is still on.
Right.
If you didn't have
And let me just interrupt you for a second. That's one of the highlights for us. So, and that's the truth.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Let's pretend you didn't know, like you weren't in show business and you were just, you know, a businessman that didn't have responsibilities to his listenership and it didn't have to go to Spokane. When would your trip have ended?
That's a great question.
Carla said yesterday. We had our best meal at the Laughing Grizzly restaurant in Missoula, Montana.
The Laughing Grizzly? Now, that's not a chain, is it? That's a standalone.
It could be. If you happen to be in Missoula and you go to the Laughing Grizzly and you have a meal there,
is you take a meal.
Please remember that I said that was our best meal on our trip.
What did you enjoy? What did you order?
A piece of meat.
And Carla had?
Another piece of meat.
Ah, but not the same.
Smaller piece of meat.
A smaller piece of meat. No, I get a meal. I'm getting sort of, you know, I like to take the tone of the room, and I feel the way you and Carla feel about the trip, and I think it's very nice that you took this bucket list trip, and you've seen the Old Faithful, and
we can learn from this.
And you got near to the called? The Great Prismatic. What is the thing that you did? The Grand Prismatic, and you passed on that. What I'm more concerned about is what is the mood of your son? Because this is the kind of memory that he'll take with him his entire life.
Why don't you ask him? Come here, Michael. Come on over here.
Yeah, I love that he's like a little person.
Yeah,
you can ask him questions. Ask him the same question I asked him.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good.
Good. This has been a fun trip for you. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes.
Are you tired of the great outdoors?
No.
No. What was the best thing you've seen thus far? Anything that comes to mind?
Grand Tetons.
Very nice. And also, did you enjoy your meal at the Laughing Grizzly?
I didn't eat.
Oh, he didn't eat there. How
that
come?
Says everything.
Why didn't you eat at the Laughing Grizzly?
We don't feed him.
We don't feed him.
Yes.
There is only a budget for two people to eat on this trip.
And also, Dad is a cautionary tale.
That's funny.
What is the most fun thing you've done?
Yeah, what is the most fun?
Seeing the guys are Old Faithful.
That's cool. Now,
that surprised me, that answer.
You got to go fishing with your dad, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
I caught a trout.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
I really feel like you should have just brought that up because I wanted to go fishing and I can't.
Yesterday he wanted to go fishing too, but we're off the highway.
Oh, again.
We're off the highway.
Michael, the word you need to know is it's budget. You know, it's bait ain't free. Unless you want to go out and dig your own worms, pal. He's whispering something now.
The comedy pyramid's being built.
Oh, Michael wanted me to share something.
Okay.
You can go ahead and share that.
He's in his underwear.
Oh, no! You're welcome, ladies.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't. Nice. No. No.
Oh, there you go. He's got shorts on.
Thank God. I thought he was going to be in that thong again.
I don't care. It's fun.
What's the rest of your docket? 3 hours appearance, and then when do you leave?
Back into Idaho for two nights or one night?
That's a good question.
We're not sure about that. I think it's one or two nights.
I think, Mike, I'm looking here. It's 10 nights in Idaho.
Then we double back to Seattle, and we changed the itinerary because because I call myself Mr. Lucky when I travel. We have we decided we book on this fine airline that's an American icon. In fact, it is American. It's American Airlines.
Oh, that's a great airline.
So we were going to take the red eye that was going to leave at 9:08. And as you might have read in the news, there's been some problems with American Airlines.
They don't have a lot of employees, Mike. That's the deal. People aren't showing.
They switched us to 10:30 and a little late for my young man. And then the most recent change, they did it again. And the flight is departing Seattle at 12:44 a.m. At this particular point, I've flown enough over the course of my lifetime to smell a cancellation. And so we have anticipated that. I have 1 year to fly on American wherever they go for the fee. And, we are flying back to another airport at 8:26 in the morning on Alaska Airlines.
Does that include a stopover up there in Alaska? Do you have to actually route through Alaska?
No, that is a nonstop. Thank
you. Oh, good. Thank God. That's nice.
That's it.
You'd be in Juneau.
We'll be doing that and going back across the country with that. But it's been spectacular to do the things we do. This has been the slog part because it's just drive, 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 and then another drive, drive, drive all day. So we're pumped to just experience Spokane, which we really do kind of believe will be back into civilization a little bit and see that downtown area. And we are, I can't even tell you how excited, and I am not faking it. I am super excited to see people because it's totally different than anything we've done on this trip. And then a little R&R time, and then back home on Tuesday. Hopefully not flying into any kind of tropical depression or anything like that.
Mike, it'll just be an emotional depression.
It'll be an emotional depression. It has been, I would be lying if I said it was easy to find a lot of variety in food or anything like that. And when you travel, what's that?
We like our food. We look forward to trying different things. And they don't have anything to try.
I'm guessing there's a lot of steak.
A lot of mayonnaise.
No, there's not.
There's not.
Really? Just meat. I'll have meat, please.
But we're not in Disney World, right? We're out in the wilderness.
It's real. It's the real world.
But still the States. You think there's at least got to be a good Mexican joint in every town, a good Chinese joint in every town.
Well, he found margaritas on Tuesday. He did okay.
The bottom line is, when we were in Richie Rich, Montana, the ski lift up to the top of the mountain, I will tell you, it's been a long time since I've been to a ski resort. And it's summertime, so it's not...
It wasn't crowded.
But it was... I mean, there were people on this
chairlift.
This chairlift. Okay, this is ski. If you're going to ski, and I don't ski, but if you're a skier, I've heard this all my life because I have a lot of members of my family that ski a lot, and they've traveled out west. And skiing out west is just a different animal. It's just superior in every way.
Do you mean better? Is it better than Ski Liberty?
It's a real mountain to start.
Yeah, true enough.
I've never experienced this. This is a chairlift. How many seats were on it?
Eight
seats across.
Whoa.
On a chairlift. Mm-hmm. Padded, heated seats with, for in the dead of winter, a plastic bubble that comes over you so that you are heated and warmed up to the top of the mountain.
That's crazy.
I don't even know. We were watching a video of how they installed this thing via helicopter, putting these posts in, And it was just, and to get to the top of the mountain up there in Big Sky, Montana, there's nothing you can say that's bad about it. It's phenomenal. And yes, ma'am, yes. 1,200 feet per minute. So when you do have a packed ski resort with all these skiers, it's just processing people. You remember, Rob, when we did an appearance at, we've done appearance at ski resorts before. And the lift lines are insane. This, there's still tons of people out here, but I mean, if you ski, I'm just told it's the greatest thing in the world. So that was, it was fun to see that. And then in the summertime, they had these little activities for kids, and it was, we had a great couple of days there. It was absolutely spectacular.
Was it heartbreaking that the ski lift was more luxurious than your rent a car?
This, to say that I will be sad to see the Chevy Impala go,
put an offer on it.
It's not the car.
Okay.
It's that the car, I think, when a rental car, well, I think I proved this when I purchased a rental car.
Yeah, I remember.
I think a rental car with 46,000 miles to start, is, as Rob had mentioned just the other day, at the end of its day, there's something. Let me just say this, if you've got any kind of dark music in the background.
Yes.
Something happened in this car.
Oh, no. Really?
Something happened in this vehicle. I don't know what it was, but there, I smell. Carla doesn't smell it like I do. I have a very acute olfactory sense.
Just showing off that you don't have COVID. That's all.
Something died in that car.
Oh, dear.
Something died a long time ago, probably at the very beginning. It is a very, very, very... very, like, scary little vehicle. As far as the comfort factor, big trunk, plenty of luggage.
Yeah.
Pickup, got up the mountain okay, no problem at all. Carla's the wheel person. I'm looking out the window. I do believe that based on the comfort of the seat, I may have to have another hip replacement when I get back home. But other than that, it's fine.
But, Mike, something happened in the car?
Yeah. Something horrible. Something dark.
Oh, dear.
Something we don't speak of. It's terrible. It's wonderful. Now, we pulled off the highway on the way from Big Sky, Montana, and we decided that we would grab a bite to eat in a town called Butte.
Yes,
Montana. I've heard of Butte.
Yeah.
This is a first for us because this was miles and miles and miles of wilderness, not wilderness, but open fields and not much but farms and cattle and very, very far apart. So when we got to Butte, we were very excited. This is one of the, we've done this in other towns, but it just happens to be, it's one of the few towns when we pulled off, we drove to the historic district of Butte, went up to where the mine was. There's a mining operation there, turned around, got back on the highway. It's the first time we've done that in a long time. We didn't even stop in Butte.
It just didn't.
Oh, we stopped at a convenience store and there were some guys that appeared to be transacting some sort of local opiate business that had a nice comment from my wife when she was walking across the parking lot.
Did they compliment her? You know,
hey, let me just say for all the bigots out there, for all the bigots, you know, it's inner city people from minorities are not the only criminals in America.
Oh, thank how about that? Much. That's nice. I'm glad that you're learning about our great nation, Mike.
Yeah, it was weird. It's as I said, it's vast.
Yeah.
Big Sky. That's what we do. I have to ask you guys, you've talked about me now. How is everything? What's new? What's going on back in D.C.?
Well, Mike, it's moving week. So
yes, it is.
It's been a lot of, you know, in the city, you have to put up signs to say, don't park here because a big truck is coming.
Yeah, there's and permits and stuff. It's not like always, moving in the burbs. Yeah.
What's always fun is like, you got to really plan this out. And then when you walk up to a building, which I'm at our Wisconsin Avenue facility, where TMOS World Headquarters is currently, but by Monday and Tuesday, it will all be down at 1900 M Street.
Right.
And I walk up, and there are just a bunch of a-holes parked in front of the building. And I said, well, thanks for reading the sign. When you get towed, it's not going to be my fault.
We put up the signage.
Parked, locked. Loaded, not moving. They're
parked. And you know what's going to happen? Miss Utility will call Miss Tow, and she will come and suck every one of those cars up. It'll be $300, and someone's going to come knock on our door and say, why'd you call the cops?
That's right. They're going to say, what happened?
I believe we have a listener, David Smolar, who did some work down at Podville.
Yes.
And was talking about how wonderful and impressive the facility is, and that it's just spectacular. And you guys, I know for Oscar, it's going to be terrific to finally have everything there.
Super excited.
He's not hopping around.
We have we actually have a session here today, and Oscar warned me via text. He said, you know, things are going to be disassembled around you while you're working. Yes, that's the kind of timetable that's happening.
Efficiency. And by the way, Smolar, look, I told you that we can't kiss and tell. We can't, I just can't. You got to be my back burner girl. You just can't talk about it.
You know what he is? He's a
blabbermouth.
Blabbermouth.
I'm just kidding. He was sweet man. Saw him for 2 days straight.
He's a big fan of the show, and he's a really, really good guy.
Big fan. He is a good guy.
Let me give a plug because we haven't done it enough. Please. I want to do it one more time and mention that tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, I will be at Osprey, the Osprey restaurant, and that is in Spokane, Washington from 4 to 6 p.m.
Down by the river on North Division, Mike.
And by the way, I want to just tell people that we will be there from 4 to 6 p.m. and with the little man, probably not lingering too much. Just want to be before
get there
I
get
trying to
get there.
Get there early.
Get there early. Get there often. All that. It's going to be. It's going to be fantastic.
And if you want to pick, if you want a limited edition Spokane 2021 Mike O'Mara Show pin, the password is penis.
It's what?
Penis.
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 Penis. Just go to Dirk Vastrick and say penis.
Penis.
But
as you would anyway.
So are you going to work out? You're going to work out, and then you're going to shower, and then you're going to shower when we get to Spokane. Keep fit. All right. So now I'm going to get done doing this show.
Are you mad at her for working out? What's going on?
No, I'm not.
Are you mad at her for showering?
No.
No.
No, we're just making arrangements. We're doing what we do.
You have to plan. That's right.
You seem a little
checking
annoyed.
On my family. Just checking on everybody to see what's going on.
Thank you for asking about this. That was very sweet of you.
Yeah, things are good here, though.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Life is good.
What is that? He's holding something up. Is it an antler?
See that?
It's a tooth.
It's a bear claw.
A bear. And not the kind that you have with coffee.
It's a replica bear claw.
It's awesome.
That's imagine that if you're in The Revenant.
Did you get that at the Did you get that at the Laughing Grizzly?
No, we got that. We got Michael just liked that joke. It's wonderful. This is what they look like. Imagine those tearing into your flesh.
Mm, no,
that's a good back scratcher though.
Excellent.
Yeah, if you put it on a stick, couldn't do it with a string though.
No drag. You need more drag.
That's the way to. But I'm having a good time. Are we? Yeah, I mean, we're home buddies, so we're probably looking forward to it. But now it's just going to be a totally different experience. And this has been everything I expected it would be. The big surprise is I thought that it would be a little different when you got to the towns.
Okay, it's in what way? More, how is it different than you expected?
In what way, Rob? I'll give you an example. I think there are a lot of Manassases out here when you get to town.
That makes sense.
That's kind of. No surprise there. You know, a lot of Bangor, Maine's, a lot of, you know, I mean, it's America, you know, if I wanted to, you know, if everybody, by the way, that's why you go to these places like Big Sky, Montana, and the real estate's out of control, because they put everything in this little small area, but it's really amazing. You can drive 10 miles in any direction from one of these little towns and you're in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You're totally in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. It's
great to bury a body.
And I haven't even seen Idaho yet. So we'll be driving through Idaho this morning as soon as Carly gets done with her 9 hours of primping and doing what she
primping. Does. Well, you got to primp if you're going to Idaho.
Yes, wonderful. But other than that, please come out. Here's the rule I said, Oscar. And I did a little Facebook Live yesterday. Yes. And Facebook Live is no longer, I deleted it last night. But it's not like it used to be, right? Where it would just run continuously. I mean,
depending on what you're recording, but it doesn't also have the cachet it did 3 years ago, where you're like, oh my God, look at everybody rolling on, because every Dick and Harry in the book is on there telling the world about what they're doing.
Yeah, Tom too.
Right.
Yeah.
I just like Dick and
Harry. So here's the deal: 10 or less.
10.
not going to cut it for me.
Oh, Mike,
ten or less,
you're going to be fine.
I think you're going to. I think you're going to get a lot of people.
Ten or less would be 15. I'm happy.
Anything less anything less than 30 is embarrassing.
No, 30 would be a delight.
Embarrassing.
30 would be wonderful.
Anchor high, 50 or bust. You know why, Mike? Because I spent $4.80 on each one of those pins.
That's right. Each listener has a net value of $5.
And if they don't go, if there are leftovers, I'm going to be pissed.
Mike, are you bringing the claw to the appearance?
Yeah, I will bring this claw.
And a taser.
Maybe I should wear it.
I was going to say it's a necklace, isn't it? You look like Tom Jones.
Yeah, there you go. Just like Tristan from Legend of the Falls.
It's not unusual.
Hey, what's your sign, baby? How you doing?
See you at the...
You do look very...
Rob, what's our running time? Have I kept you too long already?
We're perfect, Mike. We're absolutely perfect. As long we have all the time in the world.
What time? What's our running time?
We're at 34 minutes now. We're okay. We'll make it up in the past. Yeah.
I'm always thinking. You're just asking always about thinking time. About this
yeah.
Show. All we right. got is time.
Well, I have an appointment.
An appointment? Do you have...
What Mike, type of appointment?
I'm curious. Do you have to go down to the business center and check the printer?
I will share one story. Michael, we had a good laugh yesterday, didn't we? So Michael and I, when we arrived at this hotel, the lady as we're checking in said, we have a pool. And then we went and we checked in. And so we went over right after we arrived, and this is where, look, I counted his fingers and toes, and then afterwards I wanted one thing. I wanted my son to have a sense of humor.
Okay.
So
when he was born,
we checked into the hotel, and we spent some time upstairs. Michael and I went on a little mission to check out where the pool was.
Recon.
And so when we got to the pool, we noticed that there was a hot tub in the back of the pool area, and there was a young lady in the pool with a ball cap on, and she was motionless.
Mm.
That's when I looked at my son and I said, I think she may be peeing in the hot tub. That's when he fell. And then I said, or if it's really bad, she might be pooping in the hot tub.
Oh, no.
And then I did my face. Do you want me to do my face for the guys that I did when she was in the hot tub? Did you like that?
Yeah.
Rubbing your eyes tired.
And then it was like.
Yeah, because a hot tub is a place you relax, not concentrate. Am I right?
She seemed to be motionless, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then she got out when we were in the lobby and we saw her walk across with her towel on. And I said, she looks like a pretty nice, clean lady. I don't think she did that.
And then you started making, I think. And then.
Oh, I said there might be some stuff in the hot tub. We'll have to go and check.
Down in baby room.
You want to say anything to the guys before we sign off? What? What?
Goodbye, duties.
Okay. Thanks, thank you.
Listen, I know that you guys have been working hard and doing a lot of stuff, and I truly appreciate it, Oscar. I busted your balls, but I appreciate all the work that's done with everything. And, you know, I'm proud of this show, and I'm proud of the fact that we've been doing it for this long. And when I see people on the road, it's still fun to tell people about what's happening with the show. And we are going to be, when we come back on July 5th, when we're all together again.
Sixth, because of the holiday.
Fifth is the holiday, sixth. Federal holiday.
When we come back on July 6th, I'm very, very happy to say that the guys are going to be in a brand new facility, and it's going to look great, and we're going to be technologically further along than we were when we started this journey. It's going to be a lot of fun, and then you'll get a... I'm going to save my recap for Spokane. I'm not going to post about it.
Oh, cool.
Other than say we had a great time. I will give you all the details, and I look forward to a long bear hug with Mr. Dirk Vastrick, who has done such a wonderful job organizing this for us in Spokane, Washington. And it should be a blast. I'm looking forward to it.
And remember to check eBay this weekend for those buttons that everyone will be selling.
Yeah, Oscar put out the number. I'll be honest with you. You know, if it's lower than 30,
you should be ashamed.
Say 10. You should be ashamed. It's all about diminished expectations. But I've heard people are driving in from California and stuff like that. So that's...
And remember, if you're on the fence, he's bringing the bear claw. He's bringing the bear claw.
I think
Michael, don't walk across this motel room in bare feet. I really think something's happened.
You're going to be great.
Well, it's back to the Chevy Impala and a drive across the state. God bless all.
God bless.
Thank you, boys.
God bless. Love you, Mike. Woo. Have a safe trip, okay?
And I've always wanted to end a Zoom call like this. So here we go.
Okay, well, he did it better than he did last time. It's very cool. All right. That's Mike O'Mara from, he's right on the border of Idaho.
I love that he's so honest about the trip. Like, he would have ended it yesterday.
Yeah, he's, I think he'll come away with more pleasant memories. And people of Spokane, please make it worth his while. Please. We're back in a sec with Oscar's Take. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. In the arms
of the angel. Every single hour, a Mike O'Mara Show intern goes to bed hungry, tired, neglected, and worst of all, unpaid. Every time you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, one of these interns has the chance to get a paycheck, to pay their rent, to survive. Will you be an angel for a poor, helpless TMOS intern like me? Get the bonus show today, and for just pennies, you can save a TMOS intern.
Johnny, are you still talking? Don't you realize being here is payment enough? And where is Oscar's bagel?
Jesus.
Oh. Ended rather cold, didn't it?
Johnny, no.
That was a classic Johnny, no.
I miss him. Good kid.
Do you?
Good kid.
We can send out a greeting to him. Johnny, we miss you. Thank you. The Fed has taken a more aggressive stance and announced that at least two interest rate hikes are likely in the future to offset inflationary concerns. You see, they control the money, Pony. They control it.
The Fed, they're evil.
So what? Well, I don't know if they're evil.
They're not evil.
They got their finger on the pulse of the financial public. So what they got to do is they got to take care of stuff. So what does this mean to you? Well, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, the time to act is now. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. You see, not everyone's like Pony. Pony's a squatter.
Yeah.
You don't pay rent. You just found a place in Fairfax and you stay there. But a lot of people buy property. And if you want to do that or if you want to refinance, you need Cornerstone First. Even if you're working with another company right now, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. After all, they're a direct lender. This means they have their own money and that's how they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. That's why Cornerstone is the best. They're closing purchases in as little as 3 weeks, and you can differentiate yourselves from other buyers, which in this competitive market can make a difference between getting the home you want or not getting it at all. The current ultra low rates will ultimately go up because the Fed is in control, right?
They're not evil, but they are in control.
They got they're with it. As the kids would say, they're hip. But these rates are going to go up. And with 20 years in the business and a AAA rating with Better Business Bureau, why would you call anyone other than Cornerstone? Don't do it. Stupid move, okay? The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by right now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And they've been with us a long time and we love them. Now, I miss Mike, but I love doing an Oscars take every day this week. It's fun, right?
It's more me.
And that's what Oscar likes. It's it's more him. So it's time for our Bolivian to bloviate. Yes. And you know that the opinions expressed in Oscar's take don't necessarily reflect those of me, you, the show, or any right-thinking Americans. And so with that in mind, let us do Oscar's take. Oscars. Now, yesterday, Oscar, you know, there's a few things I always tell you. And one is buy a donkey. You haven't done that yet.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
But also, leave Britney Spears alone. Leave
Britney Spears alone right now. This is a big deal, man.
Okay, so she was in court yesterday to end the conservatorship.
Yeah.
And all the details came out, including the fact that she's not, and this is the thing that is getting all the press, she's not even allowed to remove her IUD because her father doesn't want her to get pregnant. Obviously, there's been a lot of control thrust on Britney, and maybe at the beginning of the conservatorship it was good because she had her going barefoot into the gas station bathroom with a latte, period. But she seems to be more together now. Should she be out of her conservatorship? What do you think? Should we leave Britney Spears alone?
Anyone that has had a child or family member in a terrible relationship knows that that person will either grow up and get out of the cycle of just nonsense,
right?
Or they won't, right? Because some people just crave drama.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the body of work that Britney Spears, for the world that she has been in, and choices like Kevin Federline.
Not a good choice.
That probably takes a good decade to get off your permanent record. Now, she has two kids she seems to love. You know, I'll watch her on Instagram Live. But There's a reason why her father, by the way, should be given full credit for saving her life and her career.
Jamie Spears.
Yes.
Yes.
Jamie Spears, full credit. But there's a reason why he probably doesn't trust her to get all of that power back, where he did that in the past. She derailed.
Right.
What, 15 years ago?
Right.
And
shaved her head.
And she probably, it's not even just that, Rob, think about this. Like, yeah, she wants to make her own decisions. That's fine. But we talk about all these celebrities like Whitney Houston and, these icons of celebrity that end up dying early or making terrible decisions and being destitute because nobody was managing their life.
And, you know, you bring up a good point. It really is not just the financial aspect of it. She could have put herself in danger, and she can still put herself in danger.
Yeah. I mean, and what if Elvis had a conservatorship? What if he had the one? You think he'd be alive still?
The problem with Elvis, and Elvis is the first true cautionary tale of a rock and roll star, I feel, because he started at the brink of rock and roll. There are other celebrities who killed themselves, but no one was brave enough to say no to him.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, it was yes.
And
yes.
Her dad came in and, you know, rolled out into town and took care of business. And I remember when he did that, people were like, whoa, what is this about? And then he saved her life.
And even the that residency she did in Vegas that was really sort of a boon to her career and made
successful,
her look great.
Yes.
Yeah, he forced her into that. She didn't want to do that. And I mean, so he's making good decisions, I think.
I don't think that age and time make you a better person.
All right.
I don't. And if you have had someone in your entire life say yes, 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 and you're enabled yes, 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 it stunts your growth. Look at every DJ in America.
Right. You're right. We're bad people.
We need caretakers.
Justin Timberlake came out yesterday and said the Free Britney, it's hashtag Free Britney, and he says we should all be supporting Britney at this time. Other celebrities that have gotten on the bandwagon are Jessica Biel, Halsey, Courtney Love, Mariah Carey, Brandy, Rose McGowan, Cher, Sarah Jessica Parker. But I think, you know, I think you bring a lot of wisdom here. We can support Britney without, you know, disposing of the whole conservatorship thing.
Because
really, digitally. Buy them in the cardboard box, like we talked about yesterday. All right, this is Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Bad luck guy, Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford. Should that, first off, are you at all into the fact that they're making a fifth Indiana Jones movie?
Not after the Alien one.
Yeah, you didn't care for that? Yeah, I didn't care for that. I don't like that they're getting close to having Indiana Jones like in modern times. So if they stick with the timeline, it would be like Indiana Jones at like Woodstock now, right?
Like, didn't he hand over the reins to Shia LaBeouf in the last movie anyways? Like, wasn't that the whole point?
Well, all of my favorite...
That's who needs Jamie Spears.
Shia LaBeouf? Yeah, exactly. Put him in a conservatorship. But you have to admit, of all the people named Shia, he's probably the best.
Probably.
So yesterday it was announced that Harrison Ford sustained a shoulder injury while he was making the movie. And this is on the fact that, remember back in 2014... He broke his leg and dislocated his ankle when a hydraulic door, this is not funny, when a hydraulic door on the Millennium Falcon knocked him down and pinned him. So he's an old man now.
This
he shouldn't be doing
game.
This stuff.
No, yeah. This could be a young man's situation. Sorry, I just had a Red Bull.
That's all.
He does so much dumbass.
Yeah.
That just like if you ride on five highways a day to get to work, or we used to, you're probably going to get an accident eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This guy landed a plane on a golf course 5 years ago.
Everybody
was wondering, why is he on a plane? Why is he driving? Why is he flying a single engine, like classic plane?
And then he gets on talk shows and says things like, hydraulic door, bro.
Yeah, he buzzes the tower at Boston Logan. Like, this is, you're asking for problems. A twisted ankle or a busted arm or a busted shoulder is nothing compared to what should have happened to this man already.
He should be, you know what? He should also be under conservatorship. All of these celebrities today need to be under
conservatorship. Get a pilot. You big dummy. Like, you got to show everybody you got a big We already know that.
You can't say that, Oscar.
Oh, sorry.
Oscar's take. What if when he landed on the golf course, he said, I wasn't flying, he was, and he pointed to Chewbacca.
No.
Chewbacca flew the Millennium Falcon.
It was the coolest yet dumbest thing I've seen from a celebrity in forever. And I was like, well, if you're going to do that, then you get what you get.
So this is a tale of good and bad. We talked earlier this week about the return of iCarly, which I enjoyed.
Yes.
Now, before that, she was on a show called Drake and Josh, right?
Yeah, Drake as in Drake.
Yeah, Drake Bell. Not Drake, Drake the rapper.
Not Drake.
Drake Bell this week. Here's the good and the bad. The bad is that Drake Bell from Drake and Josh just pled guilty to child endangerment charges for doing inappropriate things or spreading inappropriate material to a 15-year-old girl. Drake, that's bad. You can't do that.
What a creep.
Meanwhile, Joshua Peck, is starring in a new TV series on Disney Plus that is a spinoff of Turner and Hooch. So he's doing good. See, that's the, you know.
Hooch is definitely gone, though, right?
Oh, Hooch is dead. But also, they asked Tom Hanks to be in the Turner and Hooch spinoff. He's playing Tom Hanks' son. That's the sort of the.
I can see that.
But the thing is that Tom Hanks refused to do the show. So in the first episode, they've written off Tom Hanks' character as being dead.
Good, okay.
So there you go. So he won't be able to do that.
The Turner and Hooch franchise, I think one of one, was something that was fun, but definitely not Splash. Right?
It was good in a, you know what? It's in the slobbery dog genre. Beethoven was another movie like this.
A two-month shoot, you're done, get a paycheck.
Yeah, you cash it in. Big. Anyway, so I'm sorry that Tom Hanks is dead, and that's what's in the world. We've gotten more, you know, that's a, do you remember the show Head of the Class?
Yeah.
The fat guy in that is Dan Schneider, and he's the guy that went on to produce and create Drake and Josh and iCarly, and he's made a lot.
I could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that, but I appreciate that.
I mean, it's just he started as a kid star, and then he's launched all these kid stars, and unfortunately, Drake and Josh have taken different paths. Sad, right? This is Oscar's Take.
Oscar's.
I like concerts. I'm glad they're coming back. And a big one was announced yesterday with the tour dates, and I'm not interested in seeing it. I'm curious if it has any cachet for you. Will you go see the final tour of Elton John?
No, he can't sing anymore.
Exactly. His voice has been fried for years.
I'd rather go see, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I'd rather go see the guy who played him in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Is that the name of the movie? Or Rocket Man? Rocket Man, was it?
Rocket Man.
That's
Rocket
it. Sorry. So he's doing his final tour. It's starting in Europe, but it's going to launch in the United States in Philly.
Hasn't he been doing his final tour for like 5 years?
I think a lot. Well, I think
it's like the Eagles. The Eagles aren't even the Eagles anymore.
I know they have Vince Gill in them now. That's not right. So he actually starts next summer. Summer 2022 will be touring the United States, and he will be at Nationals Park on September 24th, 2022. You're not in?
Well, he can't sing anymore, right?
I agree. I agree.
He's even said to the world he just doesn't have the pipes anymore.
Yeah, and also... I think he remains a great, great songwriter. I don't think he was ever really a great singer. And with the voice that he had gone, whatever.
Doesn't he have a partnership with a great songwriter, though?
Oh, Bernie Taupin, yeah. I mean, they wrote all the songs together. But also, you know, without Bernie Taupin, there is no Elton John. But vice versa. I mean, they work hand in hand. So
just like Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak.
And Oscar Santana.
Oh, no. You know, no. Well, I'm the manager in the background.
No, you're playing the cowbell.
In the shadows.
This is Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
I should have brought this up when Mike was on. The best states for a summer road trip, all right?
They looked great.
The top 10 best states for a road trip. Have you ever road tripped through New York, Texas, Louisiana, Maine, North Carolina, Minnesota, Utah, Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin? None of them that Mike are going to during his road trip. Absolutely none.
We took a road trip to Iowa.
Yes.
Is a traditional road trip classified as you'll stop places because you're just wanting to check out that area?
I think a road trip is just driving through.
No, a road trip is we're going from X spot to X spot, but then in the middle you have time to stop and check out the sights and scene, no?
I guess I know that when we did the road trip to Iowa, we did stop in Illinois and we hated it. We hated Illinois. We did a great road trip in Maine. Because remember, we did that. So that's, I agree that Maine is a good place, but I don't like Illinois.
Maine is beautiful.
Yeah.
Maine is beautiful. Okay, so if you're looking at sights and sounds to see what you saw there, Maine is probably the nicest road trip I've ever been on.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree. I would think it's very, very nice. Beautiful. And then the worst, it says the worst states for road trips include, this makes sense. The top four are Rhode Island, Delaware, Connecticut, and Hawaii because they're too small. You can't, I mean, you drive for 20 minutes and you're going to hit something.
Hawaii's beautiful.
For a road trip, though? Don't you just want to sort of stay put?
10 times. You'll see something different every time.
The Hawaiian Beltway?
No, just Maui, if you want. It's beautiful.
Maui? Wowie. It's Oscar's Take.
Oscars.
And lastly, have you heard of the show Sexy Beasts?
Yes.
It's a Netflix show.
I do know it.
It's a dating show. And here's the deal. They put the contestants in heavy makeup. like a devil or a panda bear or something really hideous so that they have to choose their date based on personality.
Yeah.
My problem with it is the body is still visible, so you can really take it down to the really low level of just grading someone on their body, not on their makeup. What's your take?
They're still good looking. They're good looking people. It's about the face.
But yeah, but right?
You can't tell the face.
You can't tell the face.
It's like the Masked Singer for
people that
can't
sing
for dating.
It's tone deaf Masked Singer.
This is what we know.
Yes,
and anybody that's ever worked in radio knows this.
Okay,
you can have like guys and girls. You can sound like a hot guy on the radio,
right,
a good looking guy, and you can sound like the sexiest girl around, or whatever you want to be. You can sound fetching,
right?
And then you show up to a Mobile on the Run and
doing an appearance.
You're doing a 2-hour appearance for whatever product they're selling that day, and then someone will just amble up to you and be like, "Hey, I'm Susie." And then you're like, "You're Susie?"
Well, actually,
and you're not saying like you're Susie because you're like, "Oh my God, nice to meet you." That's hopefully how they're taking it.
Exactly.
Because in your mind, you've had a fantasy. Or if you're into dudes, this guy like Mark walks up to you, and then you're like, "Oh, you're Mark?"
Yeah.
Because you start, a voice can be very deceiving.
Yeah, it can
be. Start
painting
a picture that's not really there. So a voice with a mask. That is interesting, and I'm compelled, and I'm in.
I'll be watching it, too. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play Oscar's Take. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with something, as Mike would say.
Something!
We got such a busy day. We got to lay out what we got to do. There's many things, lots of parts in play, Oscar. Lots of things in motion.
Let's do it.
It's moving day, and we'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango.
So, it's the dead of summer. Well, not the dead of summer, but full days of summer. Summer is here. And I get up this morning and they're saying, "Yeah, you may want to grab a jacket. It's cold." You know what? They got the cool air rolling in that cold front, which means this to me, that you, A, can never predict the weather in Washington, D.C., and B, it's always the perfect time for a solo stove.
Always.
Always, always. With a nip in the air, you go outside, you got the sounds of the nature, the bugs, the everything, you know. It's like the cicadas, you can still sort of hear them.
Almost gone.
Almost gone, but it's a beautiful summer night with a little bit of coolness in the air. That's the time that you want to spark up your solo stove. Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without fireside fumes. That's the thing that's so crazy. People that have these, you know, outdated, huge, old-fashioned fire pits. You come in, you smell like a log when you come in because it's all smoke and soot. Not with Solo Stove. It comes in a box. You take it out of the box. You set it in your backyard. It's ready to go. It's so perfect. It takes minutes to set up. Stainless steel construction. It is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. There's almost no smoke. You wonder how with so little smoke, there's so much fire, and it's easy to keep lit, easy to keep clean, and they're so confident you're going to love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. And what they don't mention here, it's totally portable. It actually comes with a bag, so you can take it to a friend's house, take it on a picnic, take it anywhere you want to go, so you can have a fireside fun no matter where you are. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. It's just the best. But Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike. That's M-I-K-E. Remember, promo code Mike at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. Remember, you get $10 off when you use the promo code Mike at Solo Stove. You are going to love it. We all have them. We all love them. Now, speaking of portable, you're doing some moving today yourself, but not a solo stove.
No, moving. So there's two stages to this move because we have broadcast desks. It's just a lot, and I'm not going to bore everybody with details.
But, man,
moving an office, even when you're paying somebody.
Oh, it's tough.
Pain in the butt, and a lot of coordination. And then the other side of the move is tomorrow all day, making sure that, because the weekend is the weekend,
right?
That all of the certain utilities, like the phone numbers need to be moved over to the other space. By the way, I'm sure that hasn't been 100% locked up yet. So if you're calling the hotline, that's not going to happen right away. But it's funny because it's the same pain that you deal with at home.
Yeah, but
nobody wants to do it.
And it is an ultra pain. And but the added layer is the business hasn't stopped. It's not like we can shut things down.
Still working.
We actually exchanged texts last night about a session. It's like, Yeah, we've got to do that. I mean, and there's so many I's to dot and T's to cross. I have to applaud you for making it go as seamless as it has so far.
Oh, I appreciate that, Rob. It's funny because I keep on reading why people are quitting their jobs.
Right.
It just absolutely fascinates me.
Yes. This is a running theme for you.
Well, look, if I'm being completely transparent, there are so many people that I see looking for jobs online. By the way, Podcast Village is hiring, I think, no less than 5 new people on top of the people we currently have.
And maybe 6. Pony, we need to talk after the show.
Goodbye. You know what? I'll say this. If you know how to edit audio and you're good, and we will test you, you write me directly, Oscar at Podcast Village.
And don't screw it up.
If you're a fantastic video editor, write me directly, Oscar Podcast Village, and we will test you.
Yeah.
And we will look for your portfolio. But if you know of a phenomenal office/executive assistant, office manager, we will write me directly. Like, it's a beautiful space, wonderful team. We'd love to have good people.
No radio people. If you have the ability.
I mean, if I let Dave Smolar breach a perimeter, then I think we're okay.
Yeah, that we need to talk about that.
I mean, he's a good guy. We can work. He's got another job that's full, like for a nonprofit that's full time. But I was like, hey, Smolar's been beating down my door for literally 2 years.
Well, I mean,
let me give this guy a shot.
Remember, sometimes he just shows up.
Yeah, not so much. But
right, exactly.
But he's good. I do appreciate his time. So all of that's going on, and as I'm looking at these resumes, now we've got, you know, wonderful recruits from some Ivy League schools that I'm very proud that we were able to beat out other establishments for.
Harvard is represented.
Which is great. Yeah, it's
BCU,
wonderful.
All the great schools.
We got
somebody
coming from Stanford. But so for me, I want to know the psychology of the workforce.
Right.
Because you and I, we're a different place. And Pony's an outlier. You know,
Pony has his toe in radio from years back. And that's we all have that shared commonality, and
you have to be a little. You have to be so passionate about what we do.
I thought you were going to say broken, but
no.
To
excel,
yeah,
to really excel. And I think the common theme with and as I'm reading all these posts and articles and listening to podcasts about the America's workforce, I get it. You have a wonderful. You've bought a home outside the city. You don't want to travel in 50 minutes every day. You want to do it from home. You've invested in your home office, your home infrastructure, depending on what you do. You've been kicking ass and taking names, and then your boss says, "Come back to work because we got a big lease, or we got to work collectively." If you have the choice not to go back to work, then don't go back. This is the problem.
Okay.
That I think a lot of people, especially this younger generation, is doing this, and this is not an original thought. This is what I'm gleaning from all the reading and listening I'm doing, is that everybody this summer that has been locked up and I think, frankly, in a good way, been taken care of certain subsidies by the government, is they're cashronauts. So they have all the savings out of the blue because they have been spending the money they've been getting from they've been working remotely.
Right.
So except for online. But now you've got a nice cushion for the very first time in your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this younger generation, by younger I mean sub 40, is like, well, I don't love this job. And the job market's hot. I'm just going to see what else is out there, or I'm going to quit altogether and then see what else is out there, or I'm going to take the summer off and then see what is out. The third category of take the summer off and YOLO.
Yeah, you only live once
because the pandemic reminded all of us about that. That's where you get burned, because September, October, when that stimulus runs out, there's going to be a line. There's going to be a line to get back into the workforce.
You know, hold that thought for a second, because I have a question about that.
Yes.
And we'll do that when we got to get a short break here. Sorry about that, guys. But Mike had plenty to say. Plenty to say. So that's fine. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll continue Oscar's thoughts.
Oscar's take.
Oscar's thoughts after this.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. and the great state of Kentucky. This is your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We are living in some crazy times. And I should know, I've been serving in the Senate since 1926, and I've seen it all. But we have to persevere. That's how I won that legendary foot race against the rabbit. I may be slow, but I keep on keeping on. I never go away. I'm always around. Just like death, taxes, hatred, the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and the TMOS Shopping Center. And even though I don't understand podcasts or computers or even electricity, for that matter, my staff tells me I can buy anything I want from Target or Walmart by using my old blue bruised fingers to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click that banner. Which reminds me, I carried a banner once. Here's a hint. It didn't say welcome.
Oh, Mitch.
LOL. Hey, in any case, please shop through this site. From now on, that's where I'll buy my sweet tea. I guarantee it. I'm Mitch McConnell, and please fear the different.
Hear the difference. Thank you, Mitch. You know what? For Father's Day, I think I mentioned this, my kids got me tickets to King's Dominion for the family. One more time to go down there. And as I've gotten older, I can't do the thrill rides like I used to, Oscar. Especially the ones that they do now that are like virtual reality thrill rides, where you put on glasses and it's 3D.
Yeah, what happens?
You get nauseous.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But you know what? Not anymore, because look what I got. I got Relief Band, right? There you go. Did you know that 1 in 3 Americans suffer from nausea and all of them hate it? And if you can relate as I can, you got to check out Relief Band. It's the #1 FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. You know what? Car sickness, too. People are going on road trips all summer long. You have to fight about who has to sit in the back seat because the back seat makes you feel sick. Yet this, it's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, zero side effects. Here's the deal. Technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. This is all science. Then it blocks the signal that your brain is sending to your stomach so you don't get nauseous. It's so cool, and I can't wait to ride all the rides this summer because I'm going to be bulletproof. Relief Band is the only over-the-counter wearable device that has been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting. And if you know someone who suffers from nausea, it makes a great gift. So, as the world is opening back up, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS. That's spelled TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. It's awesome, and you need it for this summer. You got on a boat. Big fishing boat, you don't want to be sick. Use your Relief Band. All right, so Oscar, you were talking about, do you foresee a surge in job applications and people going back to work when the summer is over? And if so, is that glut going to bite people on the ass?
It's the market for talent.
Okay.
And there's this you know, I guess, you know, one of these business psychologists, I'm not sure. He said, if you're going to quit your job, and you're going to do the F you, you're cool, I'm out.
Right.
And you think you've got enough money in your account to get you through the 3 months, think about 9 months. If you've got 9 months to a year worth of not finding, because you're essentially leaving a job for whatever reason that is not fulfilling you.
Right.
And the odds of you finding something that fulfills you, especially if you don't know what you want, are very low.
And, you know, you bring up an interesting point. It's not like, even if you're leaving your job now and you have 3 months of money that you can, you know, cruise on, it's not like at the end of it, you can flip a switch and get a job.
Correct.
Especially if everyone else in the world is looking for a job at the same time.
And then you got to tell your previous employer what happened.
Yeah, you're going to look like a jerk.
And then you're there like, you know, that guy was a jerk, or that lady wasn't nice to me, or I wanted a career change, or I want to take the summer off. Whatever comes out of your mouth is going to throw a huge cartoon-sized Riddler question mark on you.
I'm not going to name names, but I know a few people that have had a bazillion jobs that they all leave, and it's never their fault. You know,
We all know, but that's different. That's pre-pandemic.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's like, going to have that sort of haze over it.
Well, that's the first of this. So the guy, he's like, if you're going to find a new job first and then roll, because that's going to make a lot more sense. It's going to make it easier for you to get your next job.
Which exactly.
I think that's a given. That's obvious.
Yeah.
The other is this, is if you want to keep your employees, you have to open your eyes to this flexible environment where maybe it's like a hybrid, you know, 2 days on, 3 days like in-house if you have to have them in-house.
Yeah.
And you have, or maybe one day, like they get a 3-day weekend, but they're working from home.
And that's the other thing that you bring up that is so wild is that people that are going back to work, it's a different world than when you quit. I mean, it's, if anything, you should be a little more eager to get your foot back into the workforce so you know what the field is like,
really,
right?
It depends on... So for what we do here, we need to be here.
Right.
Because we try to work from home, and you know, with all due respect to our team, we need to be together.
It's much better. Yeah, we did our best.
But there are managers out there that I assume, or like these big banks that say, we need everybody back in-house.
Right.
That people are like, maybe I don't want to do that.
Right.
For a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the kicker. That if you want to retain your talent, this is, again, for managers out there, you're going to have to pay a little more now, especially to bridge the gap between now and 2022.
It's a different playing field. Everybody's going to have to adjust.
To keep them there.
Right.
Now, all of those are burns, but it's business. So you just got to deal with the landscape. That's what I'm obsessed with. I'm like, how? Why? And I'm self-aware enough to know that I don't have all the answers, and the path I took and the way that I look at life is completely different than others.
Mm-hmm.
But still just blows my mind, because the way I look at it this way, there are so many restaurants around our space downtown. And I know it's a microcosm. It's a lens I have for DC.
But I mean, that's your view. So that's what
it's
you can comment
on. It's like $8, $12 drinks.
Yep.
Who knows what the entrees are. You're not getting out of there for two people for less than $100-something.
Right, right.
All I see is young people YOLOing their life up on these patios.
Right.
On a regular basis. Midday. I'm going to CVS to get batteries because we need two AA's for the mic packs.
Right.
And everybody else is in production, so we got to walk over quickly.
Yeah.
And it's 2:00. It's hammer time on these patios with all these young people.
You see this guy with the man bun with a $12 martini.
And I'm like, how is this happening? And I'm not jealous. Go do your thing. But how is this happening?
It's worrisome is what it is.
Right?
It's not a good standard to say.
Like, unless you're like, credit card debt, I'm not going to be around. The next Delta's coming around. They're never going to get me.
No more Delta. But you're right. The pandemic has messed with everything in our mental state.
Psychology, right?
Yeah, it is.
Some guy said he's leaving like a top tier multi-$100,000 job to go hike the rim around the Grand Canyon and like get a personal best record. He's going to work on it through the next 6 months.
Well, good for him.
Who does that?
I don't know.
You know who does that?
Who?
When life is too good. This is when I get on my soapbox.
Yeah, do it. Scream, man.
Please visit a third world country. All of you. One point in your life. Or send your kids on some sort of excursion. When you see poverty at such a level where it scares you. It scares you where you know how terrible. You think it's terrible here where, when everything's shut down, the pandemic, and people are knocking on your door, we get our mortgages frozen for a little
while. Right, exactly.
In Latin America, you're not getting your mortgage frozen. It's over.
Yeah, gone.
Maybe that's my perspective because I'm endlessly worried that it's going to go.
Yeah,
I agree. That's what drives my motor.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not everybody, Oscar, that can keep an inflatable boat in their car.
That's right. Pony was post-pandemic, pre-pandemic. That's who he was. Like he was gone fishing prior to this.
Tony didn't even know about the pandemic until last August.
Yeah, the new normal was my normal.
That's like, right.
That's what I was
He loved it. He loved it. That was his roaring 20s. That's what he
hates. This is the best.
He hates right now people.
Tony hated it now. So let's take a break and do a mini digital dumpster and we'll wind this show up, okay? We'll be right back.
It's Sorry Mike.
No,
preaching.
I like your, I love it. I think it's great. And I think people should listen. That's truly Oscar's take, yes?
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Rise and shine.
Hey, kids. Time to start your day with a delicious new breakfast cereal. You'll love the taste of new sugar-frosted Cerritos.
Oh, good.
Toasted corn crunch with the delicious taste of buffalo wings. Part of a supercharged breakfast. Just look for Goose Cerrito in your grocer's cereal aisle. And be sure to look for a bonus in every box. Speaking of bonus, why not try the delicious taste of the TMOS Bonus Show? Click the link at MikeOMaraShow.com. From the makers of your favorite Kellogg cereals.
They're okay.
Nom, 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 nom. Oscar, are you still going to the post office?
Not anymore.
Of course not. You don't need to go to the post office. You don't need to be paying full price for postage thanks to Stamps.com, okay? You don't need to do that anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere from your computer. You send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's so convenient. You can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere, anywhere you want to send, then just schedule a pickup or drop it off. Easy, simple, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Fact, if you got a fruitcake, you got it because of Stamps.com, and that's the God's honest truth. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale with no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, Stamps.com, and never, ever, ever go to the post office again. Time to do the thing, open the dumpster. Who's in there? Let's see.
My name's Casey Kasem, reminding you to keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
So Casey's in the dumpster, but I wonder if he's alone.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the corner.
Oh, Larry. Larry is still in there. He hates it. He hates being in the dumpster,
though. He doesn't like it. Smells bad.
You know what happened is they dump cat litter, and he hates it.
Oh, yeah, the big turds. He doesn't like it.
You went too far.
Gross.
All right. Okay, so I was talking with Julia about, you know, she's got that new boyfriend, Henry, who's great. But he just asked her out. And I thought, you know, I thought there was all dating app stuff now. I thought that's just how it worked. A CEO of have you heard of a dating app called Kippo?
No.
Okay, Kippo is a dating app, and it's run by a guy named David Park. He's the CEO of Kippo. And he says, he's coming out and he's saying, dating apps scam you. This is just, and this is how he says, this is how dating apps scam you.
Dating apps will create fake profiles of hot girls and hot guys, and they'll show them to you first, especially for new dating apps. If you're a brand new user, you hop onto the app and you're like, wow, there's so many beautiful people on this app. They're not real. Dating apps will actually hold back your matches unless you start paying. So let's say there's like 100 people that like you and you're waiting to match with them until you start boosting your profile, and then they'll start giving you all the people that like you and you'll get a bunch of matches and you'll be like, wow, I should spend more money. Dating apps are selling your data. It's actually scary how much they know about you just based off your swiping patterns and the things you talk about in your chat.
People are so horny that they're giving them the information and giving them money, and then they're just cheating you.
Yeah,
so,
but it's cheap.
It's
cheap. Remember how we used to have to do it? We had to buy like three girls rounds of shots.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
I guess you're right.
Or a drink. The upgrade, if I'm just going to guess, is right, what, $10 a month on one of these apps? That's nothing.
Can't we just eliminate the middleman and sell our data to the girl?
The data data is the new gold, but if you don't know what to do with it, then what do you care?
I guess you're right. Anyway, so just be careful. And also, now we all know what Kippo is. So Kippo, is he selling our data? Is he admitting to it?
He's saying he doesn't do it that way.
Oh, yeah, because Kippo is the gold standard.
I'm going to pay the HOV lane, man. I don't want to sit here alone with a dry you-know-what. Let's do it.
A dry you-know-what. Okay.
Gross.
Jerry, that was gross. Too far for you, too far for you. I'm the only one.
I just realized what I said.
Just towing the line today. So Jerry Seinfeld has announced he's making a movie. And it's about Pop-Tarts. It's a Netflix film called Frosted, or Unfrosted, rather, and it is based on this bit from a recent comedy special.
But when I was a kid, the biggest food thing that happened to me, when they invented the Pop-Tart,
the back of my head blew right off. You gotta think back to when the Pop-Tart came out. It was the 60s. We had toast!
So that's a 1 minute and 20 second chunk about Pop-Tarts.
I can't wait. I'm intrigued.
But I am too, somehow. Are you a Pop-Tart guy?
I mean, I guess I was, but it was my parents, like, I would get toast and butter. That's all I got when I was a kid. My parents,
you didn't get L Pop-Tart?
No.
Or some off-brand Pop-Tart?
Yeah, the knockoff.
When I was in college, I would eat them just, you know what, without even heating them up. I like that.
Yeah, that's bad. It's not a great product. That's the thing. But you know what? We've all had them, I suppose. But
a Cliff Bar is a new Pop-Tart, I think.
I think a ribeye steak is the new Pop-Tart. So you worry about, you know, sometimes babies are cute when they coo, and they're just adorable. Sometimes they sound nice. Sometimes they sound like Satan. I would take that baby back to the hospital and ask for a refund. I do not want that baby. All right. Mm. So I think the only original member of Journey that's left is Neil Schon. And Randy Jackson, you remember from American Idol? He's still playing bass. Journey has released a new record, or a clip of a new record. So here's what Journey sounds like now.
Like a jam band.
It couldn't be any more generic, could it? Anyway.
There's nothing for me.
Anyone of the millennials that sort of enjoyed the Journey renaissance in the past 10 years, take it from someone who was there in the 80s. They weren't that great. All right? Journey was a fine band. That's it. They're okay. They're okay. And you have Counterpoint Pony?
No, just that was gross. It's like they've just become like a crappy, generic, almost like country band.
A shell of themselves.
You know what? It didn't do it for me, dog. All right, and this is not a new tape, but it's new to me. I think this is great. We close with this. Here's a young kid trying to tell you about a dream he had, and he just can't seem to put his words together. This sounds like an average podcaster. If you just randomly select something on Apple, this is what you're going to get.
Have you ever had a dream that you had you could do him so much you could do anything?
Yeah, that was Marc Maron.
It's like talking to my wife. Spit it out.
Out with it, honey. Out with it, honey. Close the dumpster.
I love you. I love you, Peach. Just get to it.
She likes her candy. That's another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Another perfect one. Thank you, Oscar. We'll be back after the move on July 6th. Everyone all together. Once again, we appreciate your support. And wish us luck on the move, because we got a lot of plates in the air. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Message us for the weekly mailbag at rob2bs@mikeomaraShow.com. Also, when Mike comes back, the return of People Suck. So if you have a People Suck story, you can send that to rob2bs@mikeomaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget, spend some time at mikeomaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again on July 6th for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
My name's Casey Kasem, reminding you to keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.